The AccuWeather forecast, it'll be mainly cloudy today, breezy, a cool high of only 56. The Stockbridge, Muncie, and Menominee Indian tribes in Wisconsin, they are opposed to expansion of the Ho-Chunk Wittenberg Casino into a larger gaming facility and hotel east of Wausau. Tribes have concerns about how the expansion could impact other limited casino sites. They also note that allowing this expansion goes against the past criteria for growth in state gaming that Governor Walker used to reject the Menominee's plan for a casino entertainment complex in Kenosha. The Ho-Chunk Nation started to work on the Wittenberg expansion last month. It's allowing more slot machines along with table games, plus there's an 86-room hotel. 2017 City of Racine budget now under review by the Committee of the Whole. It includes the Health Department and animal control efforts. City Health Administrator Dottie K. Bowersox telling aldermen the next contract with the Wisconsin Humane Society is based on the numbers, which means there is a savings for the city.
We started with the Wisconsin Humane Society in 2013. Between that and the projections, we're going to be saving about $52,000 over 3 years. So again, working with the Humane Society, we have two programs that we implemented previously, which one was the feral cat and one was the barn cat programs. This year, we worked diligently to get state statute altered to reduce the number of days pre-adoption for animals from seven to four.
She also noted that there are many more animals in the city that should be licensed, which currently are not.
There's a revenue stream out there that needs to be tapped. And we just, individuals, you know, good, bad, or indifferent, when the economy, you know, tanked on us, the one thing that individuals cut back on in the cat and dog licenses was one of them. So we've seen a significant decrease.
To help with documenting just where the animals are located and if they are licensed, the student summer program is being recommended for expansion next year. Information will be going into the health department. Wednesday afternoon's Mount Pleasant Village Plan Commission meeting was the final appearance for Logan Martin as the development director, having recently accepted a job offer with S.E. Johnson. Martin, who said that the village board had not offered anything to try to get him to stay, nor would he accept, thanked everybody on the panel for their supports over the years.
Very happy working with you guys, and it's my last plan commission essentially today. So want to just thank you, and it's been a good team to work with.
Village trustee John Hewitt said it was a good news, bad news scenario. He was happy for Martin.
And I think it's a compliment to this village that a worldwide company recognizes his talents, and it's a compliment to himself and his hard work that he has been recognized and is moving on. I support him wholly in what he is doing.
Deputy Planner Sam Schultz indicating he'll try to keep the wheels rolling during the transition as Martin leaves November the 11th. Commission Chair Davis Driver told Martin that his efforts were, in his word, incredible in bringing the planning department to its current level of excellence. And the FBI's arrest of a Kenosha woman for allegedly pimping her teenage daughters is part of a recent enforcement effort that also involved agencies from across Racine and Kenosha counties, plus members of the Greater Racine Human Trafficking Task Force. 55-year-old Paula Whitaker being held in the Kenosha County Jail, the daughters ages 16 and 17. An arrest warrant canceled with the appearance in Racine County Circuit Court of Julia Ryder. She was charged a month ago with reckless homicide and the delivery of heroin to a man who overdosed last Christmas Eve. Despite missing an earlier court date, Ryder was given a $50,000 signature bond for her role in the death of that victim, whose body was found in a home on Mount Pleasant's Riviera Drive, a needle next to him. Her preliminary hearing is November 2nd. If convicted, Ryder could face a few dozen years in prison. Hard-pressed U.S. healthcare industry having some trouble keeping up with its own educational needs. New survey out by the University of Phoenix and the College of Health Professions found a desire for much more training at both staff and managerial levels at healthcare institutions.
On the study, 90% of them indicated they want more leadership training. 68% of our administrators that indicated they want more technology training.
That's the college's executive dean, Doris Savron, who says baby boomers and rapid medical advancements all putting a strain on the healthcare systems, and that is why more ongoing training is needed. The man who gave Milwaukee authorities the tip that resulted in the conviction of 5-year-old Layla Peterson's killer says it wasn't about snitching. Antoine Buchanan got a $25,000 reward from attorney Michael Huppie. Says at this point he has no plans for that money. Buchanan testified against Carl Barrett, who was found guilty of the crime last month. Now, whether this is actually going to happen is the question. A debate between Congressman Paul Ryan and Democratic nominee Ryan Solin. But now at least there is the possibility based on an email from the incumbent's campaign. Earlier in the week, Solin's campaign manager hand-delivered an invitation to the Janesville office of Paul Ryan for a 2 p.m. debate October the 29th at Blackhawk Technical College. An emailed reply says, "We will consider the request and attempt to rearrange previously scheduled events." Debating his Democratic opponents, something that Congressman Ryan has done in the past, before he became the Speaker of the House, except, of course, for 2012, when he was campaigning as the vice presidential nominee. A man from Racine pleading not guilty to his seventh drunk driving charge. 63-year-old David Dolly was arrested October the 7th from a three-vehicle accident that occurred at Highway 31 and 6 Mile Road in Caledonia. Reports on the crash had his vehicle running a stop sign and then striking another car. The impact pushed the second vehicle into a third. When police tried to perform a standard field sobriety test, they say that Dolly started to scream in pain, then lay down on the ground, and at that point he was taken to a hospital. He waived his preliminary hearing and has a December pretrial conference. The public is being invited to provide some input into plans to expand Amtrak's Hiawatha service between Milwaukee and Chicago. Here's WRJN's Janet Hoff.
The environmental assessment for the proposed service and track improvements will be available for review and a public hearing held next Thursday, October 27th, from 4 until 7 p.m. at the Washington Park Senior Center on Vliet Street in Milwaukee. The plan includes increasing Hiawatha service to 10 round trips a day, up from the current 7 weekday and Saturday round trips and 6 on Sunday. To increase service, infrastructure improvements will be needed on the main tracks, which pass through Racine and Kenosha counties, as well as side tracks and train signals. The environmental assessment was prepared by the Wisconsin and Illinois Departments of Transportation in partnership with Amtrak and the Federal Railroad Administration. Copies of the document are available for review at the Racine and Kenosha Public Libraries. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
In the Kenosha County town of Paris, there is going to be an election after the big election on November the 8th, an effort to replace the town chairman and two supervisors. That effort led by Joseph Kolnick, and it was started after a deal got reached for some land along the interstate between town leadership and Village of Summers officials. The deal later changed to a new agreement, which includes the city of Kenosha and water service. The Kenosha News says that Kolnick is expected to be one of the replacement candidates for the group, including Chairman Virgil Gentz and Supervisors Ken Monson and Ron Kammerzelt. Anybody who is seeking to run for any of those positions has to turn in their nominating paperwork by next Tuesday afternoon. The recall election in the town of Paris is November the 22nd. The Racine County Board is meeting at 5 o'clock this afternoon. It's a time amended due to the Packers game tonight. The agenda includes a public hearing on the proposed 2017 budget that the Finance Committee has been and continues reviewing. There's also a resolution authorizing a one-time $40,000 grant to Segway Racine for rent and utility coverage on a temporary homeless shelter at the building that is now housing United Way. The Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services has given all four facilities at the Wisconsin Veterans Home at King 5-star ratings. Green Bay Senator Rob Coles, though, withholding judgment on whether that means issues at that facility have been resolved until he gets word of a state audit being completed.
It could be that they're looking at different things. I don't know, but I know that our audit will be very comprehensive and will sort through the various dilemmas if there are any. It is possible that it ratifies this information. However, I would say that that's unlikely.
That audit was ordered earlier in the year after claims of poor living conditions and inadequate staffing levels at King. Amazon's yearly sales accounting for about 15% of total U.S. consumer online sales. So say company statements and the Department of Commerce. But then may actually be handling double that amount, 20% to 30% of all U.S. retail goods sold online. And that's thanks to the sales volume for third parties on its website and app. When that is taken into account, Amazon's share of what U.S. shoppers spend online could be as much as $125 billion a year. Gene Munster, a senior analyst at Piper Jaffray, figures Amazon touches 30% of total e-commerce in this country, and the share is growing. Total number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits last week in this country rose to a five-week high. Scott Carr with the latest numbers.
The Labor Department says it's the highest level in 5 weeks that Americans applied for benefits, but still remained close to the recent 43-year lows. The department reports applications for jobless benefits rose by 13,000 last week to 260,000, the highest level since the same number filed the week of September 10th. Economists say that shows that workers are enjoying relative job security despite sluggish sluggish economic growth. Overall, slightly more than 2 million Americans are collecting unemployment checks, down 6% from a year ago. Scott Carr, Washington.
The Mount Pleasant Village Plan Commission tables a conditional use request on a proposed $40 million, 170-unit, three-story senior assisted living facility on Highway KR in the Campbellwood subdivision. They want more information, results of a traffic study, density and elevation review, and potential impact on property values. Bob Shimshak has lived in his Campbellwoods home for 11 years. He says this is inconsistent zoning. Jim Germain heads up the Campbellwoods Homeowners Association, and while acknowledging the need for such a facility, just says it's in the wrong location.
Placing a large senior living facility on the remaining acreage will result in massive destruction of those natural areas defined in the covenants. And it's inconceivable to me or anyone else that surrounds the property, and I can pretty much bet that I can bring in a protest petition that will have virtually 100% of the surrounding property owners, because I've talked to virtually all of them already.
Outgoing Village Development Director Logan Martin noted that the original Campbellwoods development, that is totally separate from this proposal. That includes still outstanding legal matters.
The lawsuits that Campbell is involved in between the Village of Mount Pleasant or any other entities are completely separate. So just to clear the air on that issue, because it's been brought up behind the scenes, it's been weird accusations floating around. If someone's involved in a lawsuit and it's not related to this specific parcel, this specific project, this specific conditional use, this rezone, this project that's before us, it is completely irrelevant.
Commissioner John Kisno wondered if all the parties couldn't at least get together, try to work out some kind of an acceptable arrangement.
It's good to have the tax base, and senior housing is needed. I think everybody in the room can agree with that. But I also understand that the Homeowners Association has issues. The Rossi family owns the land on the other side. Maybe if you could get a mediator or have everybody get together to get a common ground.
A motion to deny got rescinded in favor of tabling the conditional use request. Unanimous support for that. If the project does continue, a two-year window to pull a permit would likely be included. Representing the developer is former Village Planning Director Ron Meyer, who left amid harassment allegations, but who said the land is again separate from the original development and it does meet the designation of residential. Our AccuWeather forecast is coming up. I'm Tom Cargo, WRJN News.